Hello, everyone. This is Stephen in Denver. Welcome to the call.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello, it's Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
Dave here.
Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and record the call, so everybody stand by.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay. I guess there was some major excitement this afternoon while I was out and about. I got an email from Charlie, and I got an email from Mary Severance. And I'd like to just quickly put this whole thing to rest as fast as I can by reading Mary's email and then reading a response that I just shot out to her. Mary says, Steve, this is the first step of the divide and conquer that I feared might happen. With Lori as the state coordinator, count me out. How come Steve B is going along with the action? Well, I haven't had a chance to talk with Steve B, so I'm sure he's going to be on the call and he can answer that himself. If Nancy Johnson is a type of Lori, the state coordinator position is in deep trouble. Don't these people realize that the control theme is the problem? Isn't that the existing problem now? How come this jolly guy, Lori, Steve, and Nancy, decide who is the state coordinator? Isn't this up to the existing membership? Please respond. P.S. I've copied Steve B., Ted McDade, and Steve Rice. Okay, here's my answer to Mary. I just composed it and shot it off. So it didn't have a lot of thought, and I will be following this up. Mary, thank you for the email. We must all comprehend that the rapacious few, their directors, and their minions are at work 24/7 in an attempt to thwart their inevitable demise. This causes a rash of clouded decision-making and subsequent actions that will haunt many. Each and every one of us, all of us, need to come together and focus on what we want, not on what we do not want. This is a temporary setback that will pave the way for much good to be accomplished. Expect another email from me within a day or two with more specifics. In the meantime, tonight's meeting is still on. Okay, so here we are. Tonight's meeting has a purpose, and the purpose of tonight's meeting is to form an action plan of what to do about the 28 new sheriffs that are going to take the reins next week on the 13th. And what specifically the action plan needs is it needs
muted.
It needs to address their bond and their oath and what we're going to do about it. Now, we've got some people on the call that I'm going to mute out so that there's no disruption to what we're doing. And if anyone else that I don't think is going to disrupt anything starts to being disruptive, they will be promptly muted out also. Just putting everybody on notice. Okay. Let's see here.
Steve?
Okay.
Steve?
Yeah, who's this?
Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Hi. I hope you had a nice vacation.
I did.
Well, I just want you to say the guys did a really fine job while you were gone.
I'm glad to hear that.
They did. They did a good job. I guess I'm a little bit behind schedule, but I would like to know what's in this letter so that I would know a little bit about. I just don't know what the content of the letter is. Are we going to get a copy of it?
Well, the only one who knows the content of the letter, and by the way, this letter is this letter isn't by any means done.
Okay.
That's one of the purposes of this call tonight, is to go over what Larry has put together. I know he's got somebody else looking at it right now that hasn't, that he would hope would have his comments and recommendations back to him by now before the meeting tonight, but that's not done. With that said, Mary, why don't I bring Larry on, and Larry can read to us what he's put together so far. Like I say, it's not cut in stone, and maybe we should form a task force to perfect it if that's necessary, and I'm sure you'd want to be part of that, right, Mary?
Well, I'll be of service where I can, but you know,
okay.
I sent you a letter about some of this other stuff coming out of National, and Stephen, I'm not going to allow them to walk and throw you under the bus. I'm not going to do it.
Well,
if they do, I'm out of here.
I actually read your email at the front end of the call, Mary. Were you on the call at that time?
No, I guess I was having a hard time with which to start it to.
Having a hard time getting on.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
I
was having a hard time. I wasn't following directions.
Okay, and I also replied to you already.
Okay.
So anyway, don't worry about it, okay? Everything's
going
to be okay.
But they better not be walking on your toes, as they're going to have to deal with me. Cause...
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
So much. Okay. All right, well.
And you got all the backup you need, Mary.
Thank you.
Ditto,
well,
Mary.
You know what my main concern has been since we started this is this divide and conquer, and that's exactly what I see. And I'm not going to stand and see it. That happened to me once with an organization, and I'm not going there twice.
Steve, may I make a suggestion?
Yes?
Just to get this out of the way and
right.
put it to rest right here and now, I would like to hear a vote of confidence for Stephen Nulty.
Well, you got mine.
Hi. Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Vote also. This is Janice.
Charlie and Boulder.
Nelson and Delta.
Steve and Montrose.
Esther and Arapaho.
Esther
Gino and Archuleta.
Ivan and Conejo.
Jean and Pueblo.
Wow.
Ted and El Paso.
I'm honored, everybody.
We love you, Steve.
We do. I think you're holding this whole group together and giving us all power and support, and I think Jolly is making stuff up, and we don't have to listen to Jolly. We can do what we feel is right here in our state.
May
okay.
I also
well,
add? Steve?
Yes. Go ahead.
I withdrew support of the National LA because of my concerns with this divide and conquer and Jolly guy. And so my commitment is I'll send it to our group, but they're out. They're out. I'm not gonna put up with this control thing. That's the problem we've got. And who is it for a man to try to control another man or a woman?
Yeah. Okay. Well.
And what this Jolly is, I don't think he. Do you think he looks like Santa Claus? Because I'm sure not impressed with him.
Okay. Well, listen. I appreciate everybody's vote of confidence and. We're going to do what we're going to do in Colorado, regardless of one person appointing or trying to take people down.
Steve,
I still encourage everybody to remain with NLA and go through the administrator course and learn everything you can. But obviously. When it comes to kings appoint and I think back in the 1700s that we got rid of kings in this country. Enough on that. Let's get back to the task at hand because I do want to remain on point and focused on what the purpose of this call was. And so, Larry, are you there? Could you brief us on? Everything you've been working on in this regard.
Yes. Charlie just sent out the final copy of this new letter that I have written to these new 28 sheriffs.